Hello, I'm Jamal Brown. From San Antonio, Texas, I am a podcaster, blogger, spiritual, and religious activist, and this is the Jamal Brown Podcast. And I believe in the power of compassion, not for Tiffany Haddish, not for Ari Spears, but for the children. Tiffany Haddish said Monday on Instagram that she regrets having agreed to act in a sketch 6 years ago that is now one of the focal points of a sexual misconduct lawsuit against her and fellow comedian Ari Spears. I believe in the power of compassion for the kids. The lawsuit alleges that the first skit, filmed in 2013, involved Haddish teaching a 14-year-old Jane how to mimic fellatio on a sub sandwich. Mimic fellatio. The next year, 7-year-old John agreed in a second sketch titled Through a Pedophile's Eyes, featuring a character played by Spears who leers at the child lustfully, massages the boy, and gets into a bathtub with him, according to the lawsuit. The boy is stripped down to his underwear, according to the suit. The lawsuit alleges that the plaintiff's mother repeatedly asked Spears and Haddish about what was filmed that made her son cry. I believe in the power of compassion, compassion for the children, not the celebrities. Oh, Jamal, Haddish took responsibility with her statement. How about I show some compassion? These skits have happened multiple times over years. These skits were exploiting young children in a sexual, inappropriate way. This is happening from an industry that is heavily linked to pedophilia. And we can't presume that we know Tiffany Haddish or Spears' private lives. Have compassion for the children, the 14-year-olds forced to practice fellatio. Have compassion for the little children stripped naked. Have compassion for grown men giving naked teenage boys body massages and bathtubs while being filmed. And of course, have compassion for the moms that are shaking down these celebrities. Oh yes, it is a shakedown. Let's practice nuance. But in the end, have compassion for the children who are now adults, who are suffering from PTSD from dealing with the treatment and the sexual exploitation that these people experience from these celebrities. Have compassion for the children, not the celebrities. Not for the Haddishes, not for the Spears, not for the powerful, but for the powerless. Because I believe in the power of compassion. And finally, to continue the belief of compassion, for compassion is more than just empathizing with. It is to suffer with and the desire to alleviate that suffering by the power of one's time, talent, and treasure. Compassion is more than just empathizing with, but it's to suffer with and to have the desire to alleviate that suffering by the power of one's time, talent, and treasure. Because I believe in the power of compassion. By letting go of all judgment, becoming one, becoming more accepting to others, becoming a more empathetic listener, and by interconnecting with someone beyond the five senses. Interconnecting. And I believe that this is achieved by compassion. Now sometimes you just say, nobody's compassionate towards me. But you can't wait for others to do what you won't do for yourself. You have to practice self-compassion first. Be kind to yourself. Watch what you tell yourself. Be harmonious to your feelings. Know yourself. Know yourself. Know yourself. Smile. Be compassionate from within and then throughout. Through time, talent, and treasure. By letting go, by accepting others, being an empathetic listener, being kind to yourself, and being kind to others. This is how you practice the power of compassion. This is what Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears forgot. Not putting themselves in the shoes of these victims, exploiting them, not practicing thoughtfulness, thinking about my sketch. Now, I know that Tiffany Haddish is taking responsibility for her actions, but she's got to be held accountable. This was exploiting children. Be compassionate for those who are suffering. Be compassionate for the victims of Haddish and Aaron Spears. And be compassionate to yourself. And be compassionate to others.